Yivamis Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. We continue on a summary of different cases. The first Mishnah were the cases of Mutaris Lebalehem, but there's a problem with Gabi the Yovam. The second Mishnah of Elu Mutaris Liyivmen Vasuris Lebalehem is the Faket. What are the cases? Kohen Gadol Shekidish Es Ha'amonu. That's problematic. Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh Ha'amonu, it's Asurla, it's Chayv Elav Vasei. So the marriage was problematic. Now she's nefelas liyibum v'yesh le'ach kohen hedyit. Now this case sounds very straightforward, but there's something dramatic here. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out that, and it's Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah, that we have to be talking about where the kohen gadol was not bor on the almona, because if he was, since it's chayv elavin, he would have passed her, and now she's not muteres biyibum to a kohen hedyit. She's a Zoyna. She was Nevelas L'Posoloi. So what we're talking about over here, Kimiduik B'loshna Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Ha'amonah. There's only Kedushin. So Meli didn't pass, even though she's a Medes. La'ach and Esun, Lihibol La'apsula, but she didn't become Posol. So luckily for her, he died, and she fell to the brother, who's a Kohen Hedit. The brother's a Kohen Hedit. She's Devil, she's K'sher L'Kohuna, and he can be Bolel. So Tosfos Yom Tov says, Mikan, Shona Kan, in this Mishnah, Shona Rebbe, that there's a din yibum min ha'erizin. Kimat not befurish. We already learned 8 parakim yivamis. Kimat not befurish. It's muchach, or it's oizgechejman, a few of the Mishnahis, that we're talking about a case of Arusa, and after an Arusa loses her husband, she falls yibum to her brother, but it's not befurish. We know it to be true. We've spoken it out, but it's not befurish. Over here, it's befurish. Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Ha'amonah. The Tosfos Yom Tov Grada says it's also Muchach in a Mishnah in the third Perek in Ksubis. And even over there, it's not Mufurish in the Mishnah. The whole Cheshbin, where the Mishnah says a case where somebody was Ma'anis Eishes Ochiv. So the din is, since it's Eishes Ochiv, it's Chayv Krisus, so he's Chayv Knas, and the fact that it's Chayv Krisus doesn't patter from the Knas of Oynis, because there's no Komle Bidirab Mine on Chavikris, is only Misa, and the question is, she's married to the brother, so it has to be that the brother, she was married to the brother. Now the brother died. So if the brother died, she doesn't have children, because if she's getting a Knas, then she's a Psula. If she's a Psula, she doesn't have children. So then she's Muteris Loib, because it's Yibum. So you look over there, there's a cheshbon based on how the Mefarshim learned the Mishnah, based on the Gemara and the Yerushalmi, and over there it's Muchach also, that there is an Arusa, that's a Metzlayimim, and the Mefarshim over here, the Rishash, the Loshen Azov, over here on the side of the Mishnahis, have different Mishnahis where they say it's also Muchach, that there is Yibum by an Arusa. So that's the first case over here in the Mishnah. The second case in the Mishnah over here, where she's muteres to the Yovam, even though she was also to the husband, is kosher shenoso chalolo v'yesh le'ach cholo. She's a isha k'shera. I'm sorry, he's a kosher, a kohen kosher, but he was noso chalolo v'yesh le'ach cholo. So he wasn't allowed to be married to her. But he has an achta tacholol, so it's not a problem the fact that she's psul lakuna. She's nefels liibum. She's grada, she was nivolo, she's psul lakuna. But it's not a problem. Achol, so he could be bolo. Yisrael shenosa mamzeres. Here we're not talking about kuhuna, we're talking about regular Yisraelim. Regular Yisrael was married to a mamzeres, he wasn't allowed to live with her. Lamaisa, he was over b'isr, but now she fell to a brother who's a mamzer, so he can marry her, no problem, happily ever after. Mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael, v'yesh le'ach Yisrael. In a case where mamzer is noso a kosher bas Yisrael, again, he's not allowed to marry her, but now she fell to a brother who's a kosher, so she's allowed to marry him. Even if he was bolel, but he's not a kohen, the brother, so he's allowed to live with a woman who's nifslo lakuna, even though she was nevelas l'poslo. All these cases, mutaris liyivmen ve'asuras lebalen, asuras le'elu le'elu, what'll be a case where the brother is shoved to the husband, both of them are also, kohen gadol shenoso asalmona v'yesh le'ach kohen gadol le'kohen hedit, kohen gadol shenoso, over here it was nesuin, it's not a diuk, it's mefurish, the reisha says shekidish, and over here the kohen gadol was noso asalmona, so l'chei he passed her up. So he was asur to the, she was asura to the original husband. She's also asura to the brother because now she's possible to any kohen. Yesh la'ach kohen gadol kohen hedid. No difference. Kosher shenasa chalol a case where a kohen kosher was nasa chalol of yesh la'ach kosher. Again, she's possible to both of them. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yesh la'ach Yisrael. Two brothers Yisraelim. Mamzeres is also either one of them. Even afilo hachi, the zikas yibim v'chalitza is there. Because it's only chayv elavin, and again midiraisa chayv elavin, there would be a din yibum be a rishonah, where guys would be a rishnia, be a rishonah ought to be a shnia. Mamzer shenasa bas yisrael v'yesh le'ach mamzer. That's also a case where there is asur to both them. Asur sleil le'elu v'shar kol anoshim. The regular case, hopefully the uncomplicated case of yibum, mutaros le'balein u liyib me'em. She's mutaros to both of them. I have to point out something posher. The Yerushalmi makes the cheshbon that all the regular cases of arayis test vav noshim in the beginning of the Masechta, they were all mutaris lebalehem and they were asurois liyivmehem. But the reason why that's not included over here is because all those cases there is no zikas yabim v'chalitza. The erva that she is to the brother-in-law is meinea chalois yibim zikas yabim v'chalitza at all. We're talking about cases where there is zikas yabmin, but it's only chayv elavin, or it's a nifsal, so that there's a problem, but there is, it's a case where there's a chalos yibum with an issa to the husband and to the brother or to either one of them. Mishnah Gimel, shniyos midivrei soifrim. Any woman who's osur midin derabbanon, shniyos larayis, let's say a case where she's a shnia, she's an issa midivrei seifim to the husband that died and not to the yavam. The case that the Rav gives from the Gemara is it's the maternal grandmother of the husband, but not the maternal grandmother of the yavam. How's that? That the brothers, Reuven and Shimon over here, that she's neifles leibim de Shimon, they're brothers minoim, not brothers from minoav. So they don't have the same grandmother. So a maternal grandmother is only also midrabbanon. So memel halach is fashteitzach asur lebal mutes liyovam. Shni liyovam v'le shni lebal. The converse where she's asur to the yovam. So asur liyovam mutes lebal fashteitzach. Shni lozev lozev asur lozev lozev. The mission just cheshbling out all the possibilities. L'chay there are no chidushim in all these cases. Now the mission is going to say details that we haven't spoken about before. These are chidushim. Ein lo loy ksuba, loy peiros, loy mizoynos. Let's start defining. Ein lo. Who are we talking about? We're talking about over here that Chazal and Mesachim by Shnia LaRayis, they took away all the schusim in the marriage that the woman has. This is supposed to be a knas against her agreeing to the marriage in the first place. And to Santa Zach, it's not clear why they were Mesachim. They took away her schusim. They didn't take away his schusim. So look what the Mishnah says. What are her schusim? Ein lo loy ksuba. For starters, the ikar schus that a woman has in a marriage is ksuba. V'loy peiros. When a woman comes into a marriage, she brings nichsei meluk. We're not going to go into all the pratim of the dinim because these are mostly, we're going to have in the next perek also, and they're mostly dinim that negate the ksubas. But peiros over here means the husband eats peiros, benichse meluk, he has the schus, the kinyan peiros, and everything his wife brings into the marriage. He doesn't have to pay her when she's leaving the marriage for the peiros that he ate. L'chayra, he shouldn't have a schus peiros, because the Mishnah Ksuba says that peiros is a trade-off for the fact that he's meshubid if she gets in trouble, if she's nishbeis, that he has to be paid to her. Here he doesn't have a din pidyon. There are no schusim that she has in the marriage because of the knas, because she's asura loy midrabbanon, and therefore he should have to pay her for the achilas peiros. He doesn't have to. V'loy mizoynos, he's not mechuyev b'mizoynoseo, even though normally a married woman is. Yet we take away her schusim. V'loy blois, blois refers to where the husband used any type of neches that she brought into the marriage, and now it's used up. Again, he shouldn't have the schus to be able to use those nechosim, because she doesn't have any schusim keneged those, and the Mishnah Ksubas makes a zel umazel. Whatever schusim he has in her nechosim comes with some type of price tag that he owes her something, and he doesn't. So the chayyim should have to pay, and the halacha is he doesn't. So the peiros and blois in this sense are really the same thing. He doesn't have to pay her back for any of the ishtamshus that he had. Vavlad kosher. Children that they have are ksheiros because they weren't geyser on the child. The layumsu avis al banim, the layumsu banim al avis, they weren't geyser a psul on the child, even midir abanon, and such a child is not considered a psul at all. The kaifin aysel lahaitzu, we force him to be maitziher, to be megarisher. And here the Mishnah says a chiddush. Normal, we would say that an iser deraisa would be worse than an iser derabanon. L'chayu, we should cancel more an iser derabanon. I'm sorry, an iser deraisa than an iser derabanon. The Mishnah says not that way. Almona l'koyin godl, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedit. Almona l'koyin godl is certainly an iser deraisa. Grusha l'koyin hedit is also. Chalutza is always a problem. The Mishnah in many places says chalutza as if it's an iser deraisa. The famous one is the Mishnah in the beginning of Makkos, where it says, Midna Nabish Ploini, that he's a ben chalutza, gets Malkus. But here's another example. Over here, we put chalutza in the category of an iser deraisa. Either it's mentioned over here, agav, but ena chanami, it's only an iser derabanan. It's one possibility. Tesyanta brings the tzadim. Or we say that chalutza l'koin hedit, b'chom malkum, they made like a grusha. They made her, it's not like a shnias, they made it kilu in iser deraisa, even though batsim, it's only an iser derabanan. Mamzeris in the Sinan Yisrael, those are certainly Yisurim Deraisa. Bas Yisrael in Osin Lamamzer, again, it's a Psul Deraisa. Yeshtan Ksuba, we didn't take away her Ksuba. Over here, why? Because the Issa Deraisa doesn't need Chizuk. Divrei Seifrim Tzichin Chizuk, over here we answered. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah.